Morning, sleepyhead. Breakfast is almost ready. Oh, sorry. I thought you were my son. Good morning. How'd you sleep? I've been wanting to replace that guest bed for a while. Are you sure it wasn't lumpy? Well, good. Sit. Are you hungry? You want some coffee? Or juice? I have OJ. Here's a glass and a mug. Pick your poison. Just finishing up some pancakes. They're kind of my specialty. You have to try one. You don't like pancakes? Okay, and I refuse to believe that because you haven't tried mine. Here, take a bite. How is it? Not bad, right? You hate it. You hate it, don't you? That's okay. I'm sure I can forgive you. So, how was your evening? I know you two went out last night. I imagine that's why my son hasn't gotten up yet. I don't have to worry about any girls trying to sneak out. Not the type? Yeah. You've always been a bit more reserved than my son. I find it charming, actually. A man willing to wait to find what he really wants. Here you go. Breakfast is served. Without pancakes. Hey, of course you're always welcome here. Especially when the plumbing in the apartment you share with my son breaks and ends up flooding the place. I wasn't about to let you stay in a hotel when I live so close by. It's hard to believe you'll both be graduating college this year. Past couple years have flown by, haven't they? Are you nervous? Excited? I mean, this is a big moment in your life, you know? Stepping out into the world, starting your career? Enjoy it. Now's the time to sow your wild oats. Get out there and experience new things. Sorry. I don't mean to sermonize at you. I was pretty straight-laced in my youth, too, so I'm just trying to make sure you live your life to the fullest now, rather than trying to start over like I am at my age. I'm sure you already know about the divorce. Well, I'm choosing to look at it as a new beginning. Time to put myself out there and do all the things I didn't do when I was fresh out of college. I got married young, you know. Newly 18, it was a shotgun wedding from the start, so really I'm surprised it lasted as long as it did. But anyway, I'm getting away from myself. I can save all this stuff for my therapist. You're young and a serious young man. Just don't forget to have a little fun from time to time. Hey, there he is. Good morning, hon. There's breakfast on the table. I've got to get going. I've got a hot date this afternoon, and I'm treating myself to a little pampering beforehand. What? I look good for my age. I get dates. See you boys later. Be good. Hey, are you still up? Can I come in? You haven't checked your phone yet, have you? Oh, boy, okay. You have. I can explain. I didn't mean to send that to you. Those images, those intimate images, I was taking them on a whim to send the guy I've been seeing, and your names are next to each other in my phone, and I accidentally sent them to you. I'm so sorry. Please, just delete them and we'll pretend this never happened, okay? What are you doing? Did you just... No, you didn't just Kiss me. You're my son's best friend. This can't happen. You're too young for me, for one thing. Me having my son so young has nothing to do with this. I'm way too old for you. What could someone in the prime of his life possibly want with the divorced mother of his best friend? Hot for me? Seriously? Oh, wow, okay, your cock is so hard, clearly, but I don't know. I don't think we should. Should we? My date was a bit of a bust. I was really hoping to get fucked tonight, if I'm being honest. Yes, he's nice and all, but, well, I'm not looking to get married again, let's just put it that way. I was with the same guy from 18 until last year. I need to sow my wild oats. You should be chasing after women your own age. MILF? Really? You can't be serious about wanting me. Yes, I'm aware that I take care of myself, and it's sweet of you to notice, but you're undoing my robe, and I'm still in lingerie. Wait. Are you sure about this? About me? If we do this, you can't tell my son. I want to resist you, but it's kind of impossible to do that when you're kissing down my neck and sliding your hands over my hips like that. Your cock is really so hard, and I wouldn't want to leave you in any discomfort. You are my guest, after all. And I'm so fucking horny. There's something especially hot about being desired by my son's hot best friend. You aren't the only one who noticed. I've had a thing for you, too. I mean, of course, I wouldn't have acted on it. I was still trying to save my marriage when we first met, but God. There were times I was fucking my ex-husband and thinking about you. About riding your cock instead. And I used to come so much harder. I think my ex knew I wasn't thinking about him. And that was probably the final nail in the coffin for our relationship. I need lots of sex and physical affection and stimulation. Something I'm sure a younger man would have no trouble keeping up with. Oh, God, yes. Touch me everywhere. I want to feel you. Oh? You like to take control, do you? You'd like to see a strong, independent woman like me on her knees? Well, you're in luck. I so love being obedient to an assertive man. And you do technically have me at a disadvantage. You've got lewd pictures of me on your phone, so I'm inclined to behave and to enjoy this. Will you tell me which one is your favorite? Which pose do you like best? Yes. Let me pull my tits out of my top then and kneel in front of you How's this? Does this please you? Do you want to hear me degrading myself for you? Tell you all my obscene truths and you can punish me appropriately? Ah, yes. I love having my throat grabbed and squeezed just like that. A body like mine was made to be bitten and bruised. And my tits are still perky and perfect for slapping. My mouth and throat were made to take cock, to worship it as my master. I really am such a slut for sucking cock. I can't get enough of the taste. My wrists, well, they were made to be held down. I bet you could hold both of them in one hand and fuck my face if you wanted to. My ass was made to bear your handprint. My holes made to be fucked. I may be a mom and a businesswoman and an all-around badass bitch, but at my core, I'm just a horny little fuck slut begging to be used and defiled. You want me to beg you to touch me? My pussy is dripping all down my legs. I mean, look at me. You've barely touched me at all, and I'm soaked. My body is yours to play with and enjoy. Of course, I can show you how I touch myself if that's what you'd like. Come to my bedroom. I have a mirror across from the bed. Listen to me. Once we walk through my door, I'm going to submit to you. I want to leave the stress of real life out here, but in there, you can do whatever you want to me. Understood? My safe word is Erlechta.
Oh, sir. Your kisses are so rough and delicious. I want to make you feel good.
Oh, yes. I'd be happy to suck your cock. I've been craving it. I need to have my mouth used properly. Please, give me what I need, sir. It's yours to take. So where do you want me? Oh. Okay.
You taste so good. Oh. Yes, sir. I'll be quiet and let you use my mouth. I'm really pretty in my lingerie. So much tasty pre-cum, sir. It's making my mouth water. Oh my god.
I didn't know you had this in you.
Always took you for a mild-mannered goody-goody. Who knew you were the type to manhandle a woman like me? You're right.
I do need it.
I crave it. And you're giving it to me so good. I'm soaking wet. Please fuck me.
Don't you want to feel my tight, wet pussy around you? You deserve everything I have to give to you. Please take it all from me, baby. Give me your cock, please. Please, I'm begging you. I need to be fucked. My slutty pussy needs filling. Yeah, pull my panties to the side. Just fuck me already. Oh, God, I love being fucked from behind. Watching the look on your face as you're thrusting. Harder, please. Please, harder. Punish me for sending such racy photos to you. God, look in the mirror. God, we look so beautiful together, don't we? Yeah, you can watch my tits bouncing while you fuck me from behind. Oh my god. Yes. Yes. Oh, you feel so good. You know, if I had known that you wanted my mouth pussy so badly, I would have accidentally sent you nudes sooner. Pull me up. Hold my arms behind my back, please. Please. Kiss me. Oh my god. That feels so good. That angle is so good. Oh my god, yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Reach forward, please. Please play with my clit. Please, please, please. You're gonna make me come. Oh, keep fucking my pussy. My clit is so sensitive after I come. But I don't want you to stop touching it. Oh, fuck. Overstimulate me, please. You're gonna pull out and come all over my pretty lingerie? Oh, yeah, shoot your fat fucking load all over my ass. You're getting close. Yeah, yes, come on. Yeah, fuck your best friend's mom and the fucking pussy. That's it. I can feel every drop. Why don't you relax for a second and watch me? I'm just gonna gather some of your cum on my fingers and push it inside me. I'm gonna lick my fingers off. Oh my god. Your cum tastes even better than your cock did. Oh god. Come here, let me lick you clean. You. You were incredible. I haven't come like that in years, and never with another person. I don't regret sending you those photos. Not when things turned out like this. A very happy accident indeed. Now, you should probably get back to the guest bedroom. As much as I would like to do this again and fall asleep with you inside me, I don't particularly feel like dealing with the drama of explaining our new arrangement to my son yet, so. Exactly. So we'll have to keep this to ourselves for now. Because we're definitely doing this again. I can't wait to feel your tongue on my pussy. Okay, off you go. Sweet dreams. Damn, he's good.